This team has had a really good season so far, and get to talk to a couple of the tennis players that, you know, they've been to some varsity meets and have competed as pretty well here this year as well. And we'll start off with junior Kate Bonneville here. How are you doing this evening?
Doing great. How are you?
Doing all right. Welcome to the show. First time, right?
First time, yeah.
First time, long time listener?
Yeah, all the time.
All the time. All right. All right. Well, I believe this is your first or second year out for tennis?
First year.
All right. How did that go for you so far?
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, I didn't have very high expectations, but I think I've cleared most of them that I set for myself. But, you know, the team's just so good that it's kind of hard not to be good here. So.
Man, what's the competition like for you? Is it maybe sometimes a little tougher in practice than it is at a meet day?
Oh, totally. I mean, we have the best tennis team out there. I mean, we're competitive everywhere we go, no matter who we send. So it's practice is pretty hard. It gets pretty tough.
You've been rotating between singles and doubles then?
Yeah. I've done both, and I like both of them. I like doubles, like singles. Like doubles a little bit more, I can rely on people, but
yeah, you don't have to play as much of the court.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I get upset with myself when I'm by myself. So,
well, don't we all?
Yeah.
Well, what's been your favorite meet so far this year?
I don't know. I really liked the first Great Bend meet. It was it was kind of an all day thing. It was like the first nice day, and you know, we did good, and it was a hard meet, and there was a lot of competition there, and we all did pretty good, I thought, and it was just a fun day.
What's been your strength so far this year?
I don't know. I'm really just trying to work on everything, but I think, you know, my length is probably my best ability. You know, I can get to places pretty quick, and, you know, I'm still working on everything, though.
All right. And what would you like to maybe fine-tune a little bit better?
I think, like, the long game, the back game, you know, getting those longer shots in. I'm good up at the net, but I don't always connect in the back. So got to work on stuff like that.
And how many different, like, when you've played doubles this year, how many different partners have you had?
Just Brody, actually. And we've gotten pretty good with each other. I actually played with Kalo, too, once.
Okay.
So, but majority Brody, I think.
All right. Sounds good. And, yeah, you got another couple meets coming up here?
I just got one left.
All right.
So trying to make it count.
Man, it's goes fast, doesn't it?
Yeah, it was crazy fast.
Yeah.
Blink an eye.
Yes. Once again, Kate Bonneville joining us here, and thanks again for the time here, and good luck to you coming up here Friday, I believe it is, right?
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Once again, Kate Bonneville Jr. joining us here, and we'll be joined here with sophomore Brody Strine. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing fantastic. How about yourself?
Doing all right. Pull that mic up a little bit there. There we go. Now we can hear you a little better. All right. Of course, second year out for tennis as a sophomore, of course. How's it been for you this year?
I think it's pretty good. I guess I feel I'm a lot better than I was last year for sure. And I just pretty satisfied with how I'm doing.
Yeah, you get to push the varsity a lot. What are the practices like?
Like Kate was saying, they're tough. I mean, whenever we practice, it's everyone together, and so we're against the top six all the time. And for sure, I think it pushes us to be better and the best we can.
All right, and you played a combination of singles and doubles this year?
That's right.
All right, what's been your favorite so far?
I like doubles, mostly just like the atmosphere with the team like a partner.
And if you're playing the net, you can, like, return to sender pretty quick, can't you?
Yeah, for sure. I guess when you're playing doubles, there's a lot more opportunities to just kill one, and that's pretty fun.
So have you had any bad hair days out on the court yet?
Well, a couple times it gets in the face, but I just kind of hope the wind turns.
Oh, I see. All right. Well, do you have a couple more meets in left?
Yep, got two more.
Tomorrow?
Yep, tomorrow here and then Friday in Larned.
All right. Well, what are you looking to accomplish this next couple days?
Hopefully not lose tomorrow and Friday, do the best I can.
There you go. Well, yeah. Sounds like a good plan there, Brody. Well, thanks again for the time here, and congratulations on a good season here so far.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Once again, sophomore Brody Strine joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware here on our coach's show, and now we bring in Coach Corbin Jantz as we talk, reflect back on Garden City from this past Saturday. And, Coach, looking back, I don't know, with all the rain and all that, it seems like it's been a long time ago, but.
Yeah, we've barely even been on the court since then. So.
Yeah, I think probably Monday was probably the last time you've been on the court, yeah. But that was a good day. It was a despite being a pretty cold and breezy day there on Saturday, but really that was a good day for you guys overall.
Yeah, not all our best tennis just because of the conditions. It's hard to hold a racket when it's below freezing out, but really satisfied with the play overall, and you know, didn't control who we played, but had some awesome matchups that really set us up well for regionals.
And I had to like the fact that it was an open, just the fact that you can get your number ones and number twos and all together there. And it's nice to see your number twos beat the some of the other teams' number ones that you'll probably be in your regional.
Yeah, you know, in a 20, 22-person open tournament like that, you hope your twos finish in the top 10 or so, just to prove that they're better than at least some ones. And we got a third-place finish and a fifth-place finish out of our number two. So that was great, and got some wins over Meade's number ones that set them up for, you know, they can kind of control their own destiny here for the last couple meets going into regionals.
Yeah, you had two in the finals there, two sets, I should say. You had Houston Frank at singles there in the finals, played against a pretty solid kid there from Dodge City. Played him tough, just was a tough outcome there at the end.
Yeah, that Alvarado kid just doesn't mess up. He's a boxer and uses that first round or two to figure out his opponent, and then just says, here you go, here's the ball back, you mess up. And Houston's consistency is really, really grown this season, but the other guy hit one more shot than he did, which is the name of the game. But really pleased with his play overall. And if you would have told me at the beginning of the season he'd be in that championship, I would have been thrilled.
Absolutely. And then you had your doubles team there, Sage Steckline and Avery Knoll there up against the Garden City crew there. It was, boy, that was a fun match to watch. It went back and forth there, and I think there's a lot you can take away from those matches.
Yeah, that doubles match, good doubles, is really fun to watch, and they had some really good points. Again, I don't think it was either team's best tennis, but still fun, and definitely can, even though it was a loss, a lot to learn from it. And they're showing they can compete with some of the best teams in the state, and that duo from Garden is really solid.
Yeah, your varsity, they don't have a lot of practices left here before regionals. And, well, I mean, you'll send some to Larned on Friday, and then Monday it's league.
Yeah, we've got three meets and two practices left before regionals. So, I'd rather play a meet. That's better than a practice usually, but we got to take advantage of the time we've got for sure.
But yeah, I mean, it's hard to believe how fast the season's going, but it makes it go a little faster when you're having fun and all the success you guys have had. And that's, I mean, even your varsity and your JV kids, and you think about a lot of your JV kids, they could compete pretty well in some of those varsity meets.
Yeah, every time we've brought someone up, they've, you know, Brody's has a first place win at a varsity meet, and Cade's got a fourth place finish, and I got a few guys stepping up on Friday if that meet goes in Larned that hopefully can go and compete too.
Well, we'll get the dome built there before Friday.
Yeah, that sounds good.
All right. Once again, it is Coach Corbin Jansen talking tennis here. They were the Garden City Tournament champions. They have the JV meet tomorrow and then Larned on Friday and league here on Monday. Thanks again for the time here, Coach, and good luck to you, and enjoy your time there on the courts here next few days.
Yeah, thank you.